It's Saturday, 34-week ordinary time too. The first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 1 to 7. John said, "An angel showed me the river of life-giving waters, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the street. On either side of the river grew the tree of life that produces fruit 12 times a year, one each month. The leaves of the trees serve as medicine for the nation. Nothing accursed will be found anymore. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will look upon his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more, nor they will need light from lamp or sun, for the Lord God shall give them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of prophetic spirits, sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the prophetic message of this book." The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your heart do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, and the anxiety of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: preparing for our eternal happiness. For what we do to have a good result, we need to prepare. The more important of the matter is the more careful preparation we must have. For example, the marriage is the matter of 100 years living together. It requires the couple to repair and to carefully think to see if they can live with each other the rest of their life. The reparation for our eternal life with God is more important than the marriage because it is forever. So we must repair for it more careful and all the days of our life. Today reading oriented our mind to the next life. In the first reading, the author of Revelation let us foresee the eternal happiness and glory which we shall be enjoyed. These things must be the motivating factor for us to have a careful reparation and to overcome all persecution and suffering to witness for God. In the Gospel, Jesus cautioned the earth not to let drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxiety of daily life preventing us from reparation for the eternal life, so that we are not eager to meet Christ in his second coming. to keep an eager attitude. We need to let God's words permeate our minds and to spend time with Him in our prayer. Second analysis, the first reading, the highlights of the next life. First point, the eternal life. The author of Revelation described the heavenly Jerusalem, the dwelling place of the blessed, with two basic things to sustain life. First, the living water. Then the angel showed me the river of life-giving water, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of its street. God and the Lamb replace the temple and become the only source of the living water. The Old and New Testament often mention this kind of water. See John chapter 4, verse 14, Psalm 46, verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, Joel chapter 3, verse 18, and Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8. Second, the tree of life. On either side of the river grew the tree of life that produces fruit 12 times a year, one each month. The leaves of the tree serve as medicine for the nation. The tree of life was mentioned by the author, and in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12, the tree of life here is used in singular to indicate the tree that brings life and had the origin from the beginning of human history. See Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 22. The leaves of the tree have ability to heal all diseases. Human beings shall not be suffered by sickness anymore. Second point, God shall reign and be with people forever. The intimate relationship between God and human being was described by the author in two ways. Negatively, there shall be no more sin and punishment. Positively, human beings shall live with God forever. First, there shall be no more darkness and accursedness. Darkness is the time of temptation. Where there is no darkness, there shall be no temptation for sin. And therefore, people shall no longer be punished by God. In other words, sin shall no longer have dominion on people, and they really become holy. Second, the blessed shall directly see God face to face. This is the most precious right which even Moses could not have when he was living in this world. The author described this beatific vision as follows. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will look upon his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. The Jewish tradition believed that no one can see God and live. The blessed can see God and live. The right to see God at hand was mentioned twice in the Psalm. See Psalm 17, verse 15 and 24, verse 2. Third point. These visions by author were verified by God's angel are true. The author continued to report, and he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true, And the Lord, the God of prophetic spirit, sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon, by the guarantee that his book is inspired by the Spirit. The author ascertained that he followed the prophetic tradition. He said what God wanted him to say. Lastly, there is a voice coming from heaven saying, "Behold, I am coming soon." Blessed is the one who keeps the prophetic message of this book. This voice must be Christ, the Lamb of God. He foretold that the last day is near. Second, the gospel. Watch constantly, praying that you may have the strength to escape all the things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Third point, the worldly temptation. Jesus warned his disciples about two things that could prevent them to prepare for the last day. First, dissipation and drunkenness. Exceedingly eating make human body heavy and lazy. Such heavy body will not have power to accomplish anything. Out of control drinking make people drunken, and their minds are not clear to judge rightly. People must be temperate in eating and drinking so that they have a clear mind to understand God's teaching and to practice them. Second, caring too much for this life. Jesus taught a man not to serve two masters, God and mammon. Of course, a man needs to work to earn his living as he lives in this world, but he can't spend all of his time to care for his material dimension. Jesus advised his audience, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him had God the Father set his seal." See John chapter 6, verse 27. Jesus continually warned them, "If you do not repent, that day come upon you suddenly like a snare, for it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth." At that time, if one wants to escape, it would be too late. Second point, the importance of praying. Jesus knew the importance of praying. He was constantly praying with his Father and taught his disciples how to pray. He advised his disciples what they need to do in preparing for the last day. Watch at all times, praying that you have the strength to escape all the things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Praying increases the relationship between human and God. The more intimate of this relationship is, the more eager one prepares for his second coming. Application in life. We need to learn to know our future and everlasting life with God, because no knowing, no loving. The attraction of the immortal life shall be the motivating factor for us to prepare for it from now on. If we do not learn, our laziness and the worldly temptation shall weigh down our mind, causing us not to eagerly welcome the second coming of Christ. and we shall be sorry when that day comes. To have an eager reparation, we need to let God's word permeate our whole mind. A life of prayer to have an intimate relationship should not be lacked because it helps us to desire to meet our lover. Amen.